I need just a moment to read to you from a LinkedIn post, if we could. Just personal privilege, if we could. Baton Rouge, it's time to wake up. This graphic is very telling. By the way, there's a graphic showing Louisiana's innovation from a recent meeting. This graphic is very telling. Baton Rouge is not included in the upcoming events pushed by Louisiana Innovation. While Lafayette, New Orleans, and Shreveport are making bold moves in innovation, we're falling behind, and there's no reason we should be. We have LSU and Southern, two powerhouse universities. We have industry giants like Exxon, Shell, and BASF. We have homegrown success stories like Raising Cane's and Walk-On's, and to top it off, the state capital. The decisions that shape Louisiana's future are right here. So why aren't we leading the charge? The problem isn't a lack of talent, resources, or opportunity. It's a lack of alignment. Instead of pooling resources to create a true flagship hub for innovation, we're stuck fighting over budgets, territory, and outdated buildings. This isn't about one entity. It's about what's best for the entire capital region. Baton Rouge deserves to be the driving force behind Louisiana's innovation economy, but that won't happen unless we come together. The time for small thinking is over. The time for bold action is now. Let's build the future together. That post was put up by Barrett Blondo from Falaya Real Estate, who's in studio with us now. Barrett, how are you, man?
Doing well, man. How about you?
Doing very well as well. So this post was generated by actually an event surrounding the Super Bowl.
That's right. Yeah, it was Louisiana Innovation, Louisiana Now. They hosted an innovation summit by the governor and LED down in New Orleans on Thursday.
Let's start here. What is how would you define innovation? Because this can mean a number of different things. So I don't want to pigeonhole it into one thing, but give us a best descriptor for us.
Just real quickly, it's just transforming a sector or pushing things forward extremely fastly through either technology or just changing the way things are done drastically.
Okay, so let's start with transforming a sector. So it doesn't mean when we say innovation, you're not narrowed down to one particular category. This could fall under any field that's out there.
That's correct, anything.
What did you take away from the meeting, from that presentation down there that our neighboring cities are doing that we're not?
So, they have a lot of different things that they're doing. They are pulling resources, creating a buzz about their regions. The Opportunity Machine in Lafayette has transformed a building downtown and has had awesome successes. And Waiter was based out of Lafayette at one point.
Yep.
And so they've had a lot of transformative things that have come out of that. They had a success, and they leveraged that into a new building and got a lot of people excited in the Lafayette area. Idea Village in New Orleans has also, in the shop at the CAC, a really beautiful building. It's just creates people wanting to stay in those locations and create awesome things.
And you mentioned Shreveport as well in there.
That's right, yep.
And believe it or not, I've heard a lot of great things coming out of Monroe as well. I don't know if you would say Baton Rouge is falling behind Monroe, but they definitely are getting some decent alignment.
Well, obviously LED's big push with the Meta $10 billion investment in the data center up there in North Louisiana is huge. LED also just launched a $50 million growth fund, an AI research fund, to kind of leverage that across the state of Louisiana. They announced that on Thursday at the event.
I mean, and then, yeah, we have the Meta data center going in east of Monroe, and then another data center is going to be built in West Feliciana Parish. So is that a spark towards maybe Baton Rouge getting together to get in line for an individual sector?
Yeah, obviously AI is going to disrupt a lot of things. We are already using it at Falaya Real Estate to help you move through a real estate transaction. I think it's going to be in every single sector. Mm-hmm. And so innovation in part is going to be AI in the future. There's no doubt about it.
All right, we got to pause on this discussion to talk about Falaya for a quick second, because it's going to bring back around the discussion once we understand that. For those who don't know you, what's Falaya Real Estate?
So we're a real estate app that helps sellers sell fast and save thousands. We allow you to list on the MLS for a low flat fee. We give you technology that moves you from listing to close so that you can do it yourself and save thousands on commissions.
I hate the word disruptor because I feel like it's overused, but would you consider Falaya to be a disruptor in the real estate world?
You know, I think, yes, we are disrupting things and the way things are done. We're trying to make them real efficient by using technology and a transaction team to move you from listed to sold very efficiently. Mm-hmm. You know, there always will be a need for realtors, so it's not a full disruption. It's, you know, think of E-Trade. E-Trade was stockbrokers. You can trade your own stocks, but there's a lot of stockbrokers still out there. So it's not a full disruption, but there's a large segment of the market that wants to do it themselves and save thousands.
Oh, well, yes. And the percentage of for sale by owner who eventually give up and hand off to a realtor is still a remarkably high number. Falaya is looking for that piece that want to dive in, and maybe instead of it being 80% handoff, knock that down to 60, right, and everybody's coming out on a winner.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, now that being said, that's who you are. Now let's talk about where you are, because that's where the conversation gets back to the innovation here. Y'all are located over there in the Boncoré Business Center, or the Tech Park.
That's right. We're at the Tech Park there. Been tenants for 4 years now.
And when you look around at your neighbors, what are you seeing in the Tech Park, or what are you not seeing?
So, you know, the Tech Park has a lot of great people working there, and they're trying to push it forward. But, you know, the building is located off of Florida Boulevard. It's in the old mall. There's not a lot of windows. It's a little outdated. It doesn't scream innovation. Mm-hmm. It screams old mall, right? And so, you know, it's hard to get the young talent to want to stay and build there, right?
Okay.
Like when I go to these big cities like Austin, Atlanta, Chattanooga, Birmingham, even these smaller markets that are our size, they're doing these amazing places that make the youth want to stay here, create and build great things in the city. I see too often the tenants that were there with me, they leave and go to New Orleans. They leave and go to Houston. They leave and go to Austin because they want that. They want that pooling of talent.
But in order to have the pooling of talent, and a lot of the centers around Nexus, Louisiana, which Stephen Lloyd did a fantastic job, but carried as far as he could.
For sure.
And you're going to get into other arguments like political arguments, getting putting their nose where it shouldn't be.
Right.
But that being said, does it have to be new? Because there are markets out there where they revamp old buildings that are just gorgeous.
That's right.
And turn them into something new as well. Is it something to be said for, it's not necessarily that it's not new, it's that it's the old mall.
No, that's it. If you look at Opportunity Machine in Lafayette, they took an old bar and DJ bar, and they turned it in and revamped it and re-gutted it, and now it's got suites and three floors, so it was completely what you did, and it was an opportunity zone, so they got that as well. So yes, revamping old buildings, I would love to see something downtown with that.
Is downtown still a key here? Because I feel like it is.
I think downtown needs to have some tractions that are pulling people down here, whether that's a new event center or a tech innovation hub. You know, you've got the water campus that's starting to build it out. We've made strides, but I think it needs to be built even more and more.
Let's go back. We're talking with Barrett Blondo from Falaya Real Estate about our lack of innovation here in Baton Rouge. You mentioned water campus. In the last the last pitch competition, there was Leroy's Lip Smacking Lemonade was in there.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, when I first heard that Leroy's Lip Smacking Lemonade was in there, I felt kind of dejected. I was like, is this what we're putting forward?
Yeah.
We're putting forward a literal lemonade stand for an entrepreneur startup. And then once you heard about their business savvy and about how good they are at what they do,
sure,
it became so much more than that, to where I started thinking of them more as like a brand that Baton Rouge can build off of.
I mean, think about our successes. You've got Canes and Walk-Ons. There's nothing wrong with a product or a service that could transform and go national.
Yeah.
We cannot just be hemmed in on a mobile app or web app that's like Falaya or something like that. It definitely needs stuff like that. We've seen successes in New Orleans with products that have gone national and been shown on the Today Show. So, you don't need to get hummed in on just technology.
Well, so to the comparison I was going to make was, I was thinking, once I heard their presentation, once I saw how they would scale up, once I saw, you know, the investment they made in themselves, I kind of started thinking of them as like the Marucci of lemonade.
Right.
I mean, we have that brand here in Baton Rouge,
for sure,
and it is world renowned, and it's one of those ones where everybody from around the world knows it better than if you're in the, you know, everybody in Major League Baseball knows Marucci, everybody in college baseball knows Marucci. It's one of those ones where I don't think we fully appreciate what we have. Is that part of the problem, not having the number of cheerleaders we need?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you need to be able to echo things. Obviously in the beverage space, it's real competitive, you know. Yeah. I would say for Leroy's, it's real competitive about that shelf space. I worked for Coca-Cola for a little while, and it's a fight over the SKUs on every line item. So it definitely is hard. That's why people gravitate towards software, because you can sell it fast and expand quickly, and there's no restrictions, right? So there is some friction there, but you shouldn't the friction shouldn't stop you. If the friction is going to stop you as an entrepreneur, you might as well just not even start, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, okay, but working through the friction is where we're going to go when we come back. We got a break coming up in just a minute. When we come back, that's where we're going to pick it up. We got Barrett Blondo from Falaya Real Estate, and was talking about our lack of innovation. I would say probably lack of coordination as well here in Baton Rouge. We're talking about the lack of innovation, or the lack of results in the innovation, in the space of innovation here in Baton Rouge. Barrett Blondo is with us, and this all started with a LinkedIn post that he put up, where Barrett says the problem isn't a lack of talent, resources, or opportunity. It's a lack of alignment. Well, Barrett, I would argue that alignment takes direction, and direction takes direct doors. And we're looking right now with LSU's Innovation Park and with Nexus. Wow, we're at kind of a pivotal time here.
Yeah, that's my point, and why I made the post is that we're at a pivotal time with LSU Innovation Park and Andy Moss taking a new role at UT, and then Nexus interviewing a CEO this week. I think today and tomorrow they're interviewing the two candidates, Tony Zanders and David Collins, and then on Friday I think they're going to make a decision.
Okay,
from what I've heard.
So what is the biggest quality that the next CEO of Nexus needs?
You know, obviously I'm a little biased because I know Tony real well with skill type. So, what I think they need is to know everybody that's in the ecosystem throughout the state of Louisiana and be a connector.
Okay.
And a connector of talent, a connector of resources, and then an advocate for the entrepreneurs. It needs to be laser focused on moving the entrepreneur forward. And what I love about Tony is he's been in the trenches with us. He is a founder. He has run a tech company for several years, so he kind of knows the pain points and what it is to get these things to market.
You also mentioned LSU's Innovation Park. Talk about location when it comes to Nexus. I would argue LSU's Innovation Park is probably worse.
Yeah, I mean, the two hubs of innovation in Baton Rouge are Florida Boulevard, and then you've got GSRI at Nicholson in a field, and both – buildings are extremely dated, and they've been retrofitted to try to make it make sense. Mm-hmm. You're jamming a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, but that being said, though, I mean, Florida Boulevard is about to be—it's undergoing this whole renovation for the entire thing, six different phases over the next couple of years. Would this be a better discussion to have if you could put the two, the Innovation Park and Nexus, literally next door to each other?
I think you pull the resources and you put them in one place. It's not about real estate. It's about the resources and the talent,
yeah,
and retaining the talent. You know what I mean? And so I think it needs to be closer located to either downtown or LSU, and in some type of building that kind of makes people say, hey, what is Baton Rouge doing? What is Baton Rouge pushing forward? And what is Baton Rouge innovating?
Well, yeah, it's not at our front door.
Right.
Where they're at right now, where the innovation, the whole field is not at Baton Rouge's front door. So how do we move? Oh, you know what? We don't have enough time here. We're going to have to pick this conversation up another time.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, let's get you back on in a couple weeks to talk about, and we might have some new leaders involved to have them in the discussion as well. In the meanwhile, I appreciate you putting that post up, because when I started telling some folks we were going to have this discussion, they were like, oh, this is going to get good. And I'm like, it better. So he is Barrett Blondo with Falaya Real Estate. Thank you so much for hopping on board today.
Yep. Hopeful for the future.